Okay, let's go. Okay, Simon Kiffin's Valley, Hilfe's Tiny Tiber of a Udallas season. And we're only doing four seasons? Five. Okay. And the next day, we also do Tiny? No, it's back. All right. Mitzvahs are saying, Medivri HaNevi'im, it's a mitzvah to say from the Nevi'im to fast on the days that Tzoros happened to our forefathers. You gotta mute it there, please. Okay. The Tachlis HaTainis. Oh, this is an important line. Tachlis HaTainis. The point of the Tainis is to be inspire our hearts with a path of that tshuva to look for ways to do tshuva. And then it should be as a zefer for our bad deeds. And the deeds of our forefathers. That are like our maisim now. Until it pulls, that's meaning, why do we have tzaros? We have tzaros if we misbehave. So when we remind ourselves of the tzaros, and then we hope that we'll have an inspiration to do tshuva. That's the point of the festa, right? Fine. It was a part of remember these things, then hopefully we'll turn into good people. Everybody should put into their hearts in those days to chew it. The main point was not the fast. Right? That's the whole point, is that Hashem saw their sackcloth, and it doesn't say Vayara. It doesn't say that Hashem saw the sackcloth on their fasting. It says Hashem saw their meisim, that they did tshuva. So the point of the fast is to do tshuva. The kindness is a preparation to do the tshuva. Those people, which is, this is pretty unfortunate, but this is exactly what goes on. These people that when they fast, so they're going on a trip, and they just waste their day with dvarim b'teilim because there's no seder, etc. So they just waste their time. They're grabbing onto the tuffle. They touch tuffle, the secondaries. And you're leaving the ikkar. Right? So meaning the fast is not the main point. The main point is do tshuva. So what we do is we fast, but we don't do tshuva, because if you did tshuva, you'd sit in shul all day saying pillin, learning. Okay, obviously if you don't have strength, you go to sleep. But stomp to waste the time, that's not good. So somebody today asked me if they're allowed to put together some furniture on the fast day. That's a proper question, right? Meaning, I mean, I told him you can do it, but yeah, but you're a lot of work on the fast. You're a lot of work on the finest. No, I'm telling him, he was asking because he
I'm
said
just
that he
curious
didn't
what
like
he
him
would
to do.
do. I'm curious what he would do if he wasn't putting together the furniture. What's
I
his
didn't
other
ask
option?
him.
What's his other option?
I didn't ask him. Didn't ask him. But at least it's harder than the right place. Whether that's the right thing to do. The answer is you could do it. Yeah, you could do it. But I don't know if it's not lefatir. I never heard that it's not. It's boredom. Of course, with lefatir, we should treat a fast day like Yom Kippur. We should sit in shul and we should daven, et cetera, et cetera.
I wish Yom Kippur would finish at 5:23.
that's true. That is true. But somebody can misunderstand the Kitzel Shulchan Aruch and say, okay, so I'm going to do tshuva whole day, but I'm going to break the fast because it's not the ikkar, right? The fast is the tuffle,
Well, I would
right?
definitely be able to do more tshuva if I didn't fast.
Right, so that's the
Right.
problem. That is the problem, right? They would never, I can't imagine, if Klal Yisrael was the way they are now, would they ever have instituted these fasts? They wouldn't have, because we can't, it's counterproductive. But the mice, we can't, there's nothing we do about that. We can't stop fastness. Now, in Brisk, they don't fast. Brisk,
Somebody
they
just
don't.
put on my on a family chat of mine and said, "Cancel due to lack of interest."
Yeah, but people should be interested to do tshuva, though, right? No, but in Brisk,
I'm
they don't
not
fast.
giving muster on the family chat.
Yeah, that's a good idea. But in Brisk, they don't fast. Now, the people think that the reason in Brisk they don't fast is because this chesed that we can be a lot more functioning if we don't fast. That's not the reason. In Brisk, they hold that we're chaylim. If we fast, a chaylim who fasts when he's not supposed to fast, his fast is not a fast. So in Brisk, they hold we're chaylim. We're not capable of fasting like this and functioning as normal people. In which case you're exempt from fasting. So if you fast anyways, then you stop wasting your time. So there's no point. That's where they're coming from. They're not coming from that you can learn better. What? About the four. I know I don't think they're gonna say it that, but negayah to fasting we're considered pagans. That's the way I understand it. No, see it's not because we're gonna bring it here. No, now so the lumdus is the reason why can we be meaning why is a chayla parted from the fast? Why is it say pregnant women and nursing women are parted from the fast? Because really these fasts are not required only when Klai Yisrael is actually going through a tzoras. When Klai Yisrael is not going through a tzoras, these fasts are not mandatory. Klai Yisrael accepted it. We accepted it on ourselves to do these fasts, even when it's not mandatory. But when we accepted it not for chaylim. Not for pregnant and not for nursing who are having issues. So that's the shot. It's not like a real derabbanan. I mean, it is, but it might be a piece. So that's why I was wondering. I don't know. I was clearing this last year when we were at war, whether it should become mandatory. These fasts should be stricter. But I didn't see anybody say that. I didn't see anybody say it. I don't know such fast. I don't know. Right. Yeah. What? All of them is yes. Yeah. Yeah. But nobody said it, so maybe it's somebody did say it. I don't remember. We're getting a pasul shama. We're getting on stage. I think so. You know. Days. Ve'lo yomim. These are the days. Yes, Shloisha b'Tishrei. That's Tzom Gedalia. By Nera Gedalia ben Afikam. Shalach es Karbes and Mitzvah Shishir Nebuchadnezzar ben Yisrael b'Yisrael l'Roish al Yisrael. Nebuchadnezzar stayed in Eretz Yisrael after the Churban, and Gedalia was the leader. Vayidei Shenera Golem Yisula. And once he got killed, so then they were out. Everybody went to Golis. V'Nera Gomehem La'alofim, when thousands of people died. V'nifmak Achelas Yisrael and Asheres, and whatever little coals, whatever embers of Yisrael was left was totally put out. So that's Tzom Gedalia. Gimel Asar B'Tevis by Samach Melech Bavel Nebuchadnezzar Rosh Al Yerushalayim. He sieged. He laid siege to Yerushalayim. And he put them into Tsar, and they were crying. Was then Nimshach HaKorban, and that was the beginning of the Korban. That was in Bayis Rishon. Dalet Shivas B'Tamas by Yiruch Chomish Tzoras. Shivas B'Tamas had five Tzoras. That's when Moshe broke the luchos. And the city was broken down. Even though in the first bias it was knocked off on the ninth of Tammuz, the Sibachai Bishavi, the Shiva also by Hufka and the second base of Mikdash was on the 17th day. The Churban by Hasheni Chamir alone, and the second base of Mikdash was more chamer than the first. By Yisrael Yerushalmi, the Gavri Rishayna by Yitzayin Elashim Bnei Hatzaras Tov B'Teshmen. The Yerushalmi says that that it actually has an interesting Yerushalmi that it happened really Yitzayin in the first base of Mikdash too, but people were so messed up because of the Tzaras they couldn't remember the dates. Because that put us into our existing dollars. That's true, but we got back to this initially. By the sort of a fustimus, a rush, a tire, the end of a fustimus, burn the tire, but who am I telling? Behefel, they wish they saw, and they put a telem into the hefel, was led Gorham Kurbanoi, The goalie is saying that that's what caused the 4 minutes. Right? That's just okay, even though it's not Negev, but I don't know why they. Sorry, skip to Ches because that's important. And just because of the. Oh, it's Hey also? Okay, Hey, the Tisha B'Av B'Yom Nigzal, right? That was the Meraglim. He also calls it a Meraglim. That's when Pi sold pride because of what the Meraglim said. Then it was also the Churban HaBayis Rishon of Sheni, and there were thousands and ten thousands of people in Beitar. Everything was just plowed. Okay, fine. Those are the four Tanaisim. So let's go to Ches because these are the most common questions that get asked. Yoimam v'Laila. I'm gonna try. There's a difference between the first three Tanaisim and Tisha B'Av. I'm just jumping to Ches even though it's not part of the curriculum for tonight. Right? The first three, Oichlam b'Laila shelefneim, you could eat. The night before, which is why we could eat tonight, until dawn. Now, there's no machlokes until what dawn is. Is it 72 minutes before sunrise? Is it 50 minutes before sunrise? Is it 90 minutes before sunrise? Okay. But that's if you don't go Shinas Keva. Actually, somebody texted me right before we started learning that he already slept for tonight when he's up. He already slept for tonight and he's up. What? No, some guy asked me. What? He already slept for tonight, and now he wants to know if he could eat, or is he waiting on top of time?
Mara, tonight is I bought a bagel for the morning.
You already did it. Okay, good for you. Right?
So my sleep.
No, the default is when you go to sleep for the night, you are Makabal. That's what the kids are saying.
Oh, whatever, is that for my sleep?
Yeah. That's what he's saying. Because who shall you shun Chinas Kevas? Huh?
Yeah, it's not gonna.
He went to sleep 5, 6 o'clock, and he. No, then that's not. Then that's guys. He's up. And he said he plans on being, he wants to eat. Well, I don't know if he has an eye job. You know what that could be? I don't know. I didn't ask. You don't tell me. So it wasn't my child. Okay. Usually, Yishan Shinas Keva, right? But if he does, I mean, Yishan Shinas Keva, but if he slept the Shinas Keva, you can't eat or drink. Unless you make a t'nai before you go to sleep. So anybody that wants to eat, I think there's not around here 72 minutes of 6:06, something like that. If you want to eat in the morning, you should make a t'nai tonight that you're not accepting the fast. The Arizal doesn't like the t'nai at all. He says even with the t'nai, as far as I remember, it doesn't work.
People should stay around their families.
We should make the t'nai. If you don't make the t'nai, Lamaisa will make a lot there. It's considered like a default between us. That's right.
Well, the Arizal just said you can't eat before the fast.
Arizal just says you can't eat. I think so. All right. Drinking, for sure, you don't. I mean, drinking with Lepapim, you should also, but you don't have to. Meaning, if you normally drink, you should, but you don't, then you're for sure okay. Here's everything. Which most people drink after they wake up. Ain't it sort of last as I was to see you? You don't have to make it tonight on the table. But Tisha B'Av, Tzrichin Lahapsik M'Roi, Yom Tzrichin Lefonim. On Tisha B'Av, you have to stop the night before. Gimel Taneisim Rishonim U'Tonim B'Rich.
When he gets up, or he gets up in the middle of the night?
No, when he gets up in the morning. The three Taneisim Rishonim, here, Mutarim B'Richitza, Sitha, you're allowed to shower, you're allowed to smear ointments, it's deodorant and all that. Nilas Asam, you wear shoes. Pasha Shamita relations, Asurim. Right? So that's all booked. So tomorrow you can cut your nails, you can take haircuts. See how many people today already asked how many if they can take haircuts tomorrow? I mean, it's not that long a
How
day.
many? How many?
A lot. I don't even, I promise you more than I could count, which I can't count that much. It's not a riot, but I'm just saying it's a lot of. Yeah. What? So a second. Next line. Umishu Baal Nefesh, the Adam Bari. If he's a Baal Nefesh and a healthy person, Yachmer b'kulam k'moy b'tishavot. You should be machmer all of them like tishavot. So therefore, the rakman there's a sadol layachmer. That's that much because why? Mishum so that's a joke. You come walking. Although I don't think so anymore because lemais. How many guys are probably wearing Crocs? Oh. Right, that's right. The whole thing. I'm saying when a guy walks around with Crocs, nobody's batting an eyelash. So maybe. Okay. With Tasha Shamitim, who lel tefillah, Tasha Shamitim. If it's lel tefillah, you kind of must have been given tainus of the shunas. But if not, then you shouldn't, right? Yeah, but the question is, Tasha Shamitim is tricky because does this all apply to tonight? Or is he only talking about tomorrow day? Right? Mishabura, it sounds like it's only tomorrow day that you shouldn't take a haircut and you shouldn't take a shower. But tonight it's he says it's all mutter. But he brings in the Sharetzion. Right. So because of that, so why should you ask these things that ever? But then in the Sharetzion, he brings not of the machmirim, whatever, the real Bali Nefesh should not even be tonight. But okay. Should you talk us fast tonight? I never heard of people doing it, but there's certainly makom to fast tonight. There is makom to fast.
Better have a shower.
According to the Sharetzion, it says it's better not to shower tonight. Yeah, better. He doesn't say better. I don't remember the lotion. Because that's like 90 before. Yeah. Anyways, okay. Everybody should have an easy task, an easy fast, and they should do tshuva. That's the main thing. We do tshuva. And we should be the last fast that we have. All right.
Amen.
Have a good
Thank you.
night, a fine night, Surah Tarvis.